Hey, Mark, this is David Key, Director of Research with Minnesota Soybean. How are you this morning?
Doing great, David, and I wanted to ask you about the current situation across the state regarding soybean aphids. How common the problem is, how Minnesota Soybean is kind of standing alongside growers to help them manage the issue, and some words of advice, too, if you have any.
Oh, aphids are our number one insect pest in soybeans. That's the big boy. That's the big hog in the pen. We control aphids, and we know that we can lose at least half the yield off a potential yield off of a crop with a heavy aphid infestation. It's a big problem. We have to also watch for a lot of management issues. First off, we don't just manage for economics. We manage for resistance. We manage for effectiveness. We manage for efficacy. It's more than just, can I make a buck? It's, can I make a buck this year, next year, and the year after? It's sustainability, too. So the first thing that you do is scout your plots, scout your area. When you hit a threshold level of 250 aphids per soybean plant and on at least 80% of the plant sampled, then you pull the trigger and make your application, not before. There are some people saying as low as 5 or 10, but at that level of application, you go in there and you essentially nuke the field with your pesticide. It takes out all the predators, all the friendlies that help keep that aphid level down. By doing that, you enhance the chances or increase the risk of resistance building to your chemicals that you applied, especially pyrethroids. And we saw pyrethroid resistance in soybean aphids in southwest Minnesota last year. Now, there's some other issues I've recorded in the field. Right now, the levels are low. We're several samples. We had one field in southwest Minnesota near Murray County that had initially 200 samples hit the threshold level of 250 aphids per plant, but nobody else. Now, I'm expecting to see it start to come up. It's time of year, but the levels are still low. So scout and use the correct threshold level.
David, with the economic threshold, is that a moving target ever? Because you look at the volatility in the commodity markets right now, and soybeans had a nice rally earlier in the year, but there's pressure on them again. So as you look at the varying prices, how does that impact the economic threshold for treating, say, a soybean aphid?
Well, it affects at two levels. One, it affects part of your calculations. But you also have to remember there's a baseline. We know from previous research done over the United States, not just Minnesota, but the Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, the whole northern region, and including states such as Florida, that threshold's solid. We know that if you have to have about 4,000 to 5,000 aphid days, which is the number of aphids per day of infestation, before you begin to see an economic response at any price of soybeans. So that basic threshold level 250 is right on. You're not going to see that predictable response. You may can pencil it in, but the variance in yield is so high or so much that you're not going to see it over most of the field sampled.
Anything else on this topic, David?
Oh, we have some outstanding people. Cannot thank Bruce Potter and Bob Koch enough for their efforts. Guys, pat them on the back when you get a chance. You got some real winners there. Keep your eyes open, scout the fields, let the predators do their job. Use that threshold, at 250 threshold. It'll save you money, and it'll make you money.